quickly now for a moment to your thoughts on The Tree of Life, the movie, that is. We talked with the theater manager yesterday about how The Tree of Life has polarized his patrons. Either they love it or they're left baffled and angry. Some have walked out and even asked for their money back.
And you sent us a lot of email in reaction. Suzanne Polk of Austin, Texas writes this: I was horrified and dismayed to learn that people are walking out of The Tree of Life. I believe it is a masterpiece, perhaps a little long, but I enjoyed every gorgeous frame and feel sorry for the people who walked out because they missed something really special.
But Count Laurie Lynx Murphy of Columbus, Ohio, is one of the people who left the theater. She writes this: from the swelling, overwrought soundtrack to the whispered snippets of incredibly trite dialogue, what little there was, to the preachy, humorless focus on the meaning of life, I found myself bored to tears. It takes more than pretty pictures and unusual narrative structures to make a meaningful film.
And Jim Polacek of Selden, New York, was reminded of the time he walked out in the middle of Forrest Gump. He writes, it wasn't my fault, but I did it anyway. I had seen the movie before and had loved it. I loved it so much that I talked the love of my life into going to see it with me. She's the one who walked out. I followed her. Her comment while walking out was, all that moron does is run.
Well, stupid is as stupid does. Please keep your letters coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact Us.